The government has signed two memoranda of understanding with U.S. companies for a comprehensive reconstruction of all Accra drains and rehabilitation of the Western Rail Lines, totaling about $800 million. $595 million has been earmarked for the Accra drains and $200 million for the Western Rail Lines. Minister of Finance and Economic Planning Dr. Kobna Dufour and Deputy Minister of Transport Jifa Ativo signed for Ghana, while the Managing Directors of Conti Engineering and General Electric initialed for the organizations. The signing took place last night at a dinner in order of President Mills by the Business Council for International Understanding, an umbrella body of the American businesses in Washington, D.C. The U.S. Ambassador to Ghana, Donald Tittleben, told his countrymen that apart from Ghana's economy being a fast-growing one, the country also has the best democratic credentials in Africa. Mr. Tittleben used the opportunity to explain President Barack Obama's policy of partnership for growth.
Just a few short months ago, Ghana was affected by tragic flooding, and a number of lives were lost in this flooding. President Mills went to visit the flood-affected areas to console the affected families, and he said, "We will do something about this." Immediately after that, the mayor of Accra, Mayor Vanderpoy, called me up and said, "We need to talk." GE Consortium would provide locomotives, a world-class operator, training, and service and maintenance for Ghana's Western Rail Line. Now, this first phase of the deal adds up easily to $200 million U.S. However, this is a multiple-phase project which will require over $1 billion of investment from the private sector, and I know that GE is very, very much interested in being the partner to make that investment and to work with Ghana.
U.S. Ambassador to Ghana, Donald Tittleben. The AMA Chief Executive, Alfred Vanderpoy, told Radio Ghana's correspondent, Seth Eya, that all the necessary documentation will be fast-tracked for Parliament to approve the loan for the project to begin. This will include Kole Lagun.
This memorandum of understanding marks the president's commitment to seeking the funding so that we would develop the infrastructure needed. This MOU will open the door for us to work concretely and realistically on projects such as storm drains, sewage lines, wastewater treatment plants, the dredging of the major streams in Accra, and the construction of covered drains in Accra and water retention areas. So there is a brighter day tomorrow.
Talking about drainage of drains in Accra, you already have some work relationship with Zoom Lion. What then becomes of that project?
The project being undertaken by Zoom Lion and some others are all temporary measures. This memorandum of understanding is going to open the door for comprehensive approach and sustainable, systematic, ongoing approach to dealing with the issue that has confronted us every year. Dredge the Kole Lagoon to the extent that we will preserve it and make the environment what it needs to be for the benefit of Ghana.
This is a good piece of news, and the question is, when is it taking off?
Exim Bank has already given their commitment to the project. We will continue to work with the Ministry of Finance so quickly we can close the deal on financing, have it approved through Parliament, and we hope to go to work immediately. But I'm hoping that by the third quarter of this year, the project would have started on the ground.
AMA Chief Executive Alfred Vanderpoy talking to Seth Eya.